All right. Anyway, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Good Perspective. I'm a little bamboozled right now.
Well, that's Bo. That's Giggles up in the corner, and I'm John.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
I don't go by Giggles. That's not what they call me. My name's anyway. Jack, but everyone here calls me Becky.
Spelled with an F. There's a lot going on right now. Sick week has started. There's been some ups and downs and testing and on the way to sick week for some of these people.
I think what you want to do is have problems and sell stories.
Yeah, the couple people that I watch are doing that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So one of our favorite guys, old Jimmy Dale.
Yeah.
Man, he had an accident. He had some issues.
Yeah. He took one to the face from the old radiator.
Man, yeah, went to take the radiator cap off and that deal exploded. Got his face and his neck and his chest. And
yeah, like hardcore. Like 250 degree coolant, water, whatever, all over him. Like,
yeah.
Who don't put a rag over that deal? Bad.
Yeah. You got to at least do a rag.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, bad deal. One of these Jimmy Dalers end up loaning him I'm pretty sure it's a small block S10. I know it's an S10. I'm assuming he's got a small block in it. Most of them do anymore.
Yeah.
Probably an LS deal. I don't know. No idea.
But nonetheless, somebody loaned him that deal. And then no doubt he's going to get his money's worth. Yeah. Struggling his way through sick week. I think it's already got slight issue with the electric fan, and it looked like it was one that somebody was just using them sandwich zip ties to get it into the radiator. So you know that thing's cooling its ass off. No shroud or nothing.
Very efficient.
From what I read on the post, he'd already found a new fan, and I think it was Summit that actually got him a new fan. Summit is actually there, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Summit was broke on the way there. They just got their big rig out of the shop. The mobile hot rod shop was in, I forget whose diesel mechanic shop, getting repairs done. It was down. Bill Hoskins, he zigged when he should have zagged at a stoplight and crushed the fender on his El Camino.
What?
The Malibu was down a alternator, I think, and he took the El Camino to town to pick up I paraphrase. I may not be the gospel, but the way I remember it, he took the El Camino to town to pick up a alternator. He's coming back and went to go, and somebody in front of him stopped, and bam! Now he needs a fender for the El Camino.
Oh, that sucks.
It looked like Jimmy Dale, based on his post, his trip was eventful just getting there. There was a bunch of help me out going and coming, but, it's a vacation that's work. If what those guys are going through don't prove that it's a vacation of work, I don't know what does. If you don't just jump in a nice new rig, and even then, there's a lot of guys replacing trailer bearings between home and there.
So speaking vacation of work, what's his name? Steve Morris.
Yeah.
In the Boostmaster wagon.
Yeah.
He took his deal. I was watching them. They were doing testing in his car, and then the car they built for his wife. It's a Malibu.
Yeah.
A big block Malibu twin supercharger deal. Anyway, apparently he made two passes with zero oil pressure. Apparently his oil belt pump came off. He had no idea, which he even said in the video, yes, I'm stupid. There's a safety setup. If there's no oil pressure, it'll shut off. I didn't have it set up. I'm dumb. I made a mistake. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it was an accident. It was an oversight. So, but this is before, you know, a couple of days before sick week started. He took his car to a local machine shop, which is an amazing machine shop. You watch the YouTube channel. He takes you through and everything, which Steve Morris is kind of a goofy guy. I like watching his show. He seems like an innocent, fun guy. He's kind of goofy.
Yeah.
But he had to completely rebuild his motor. I mean, he line-honed his motor at this machine shop. It was down to that point. They had to clean up and polish the crank. Like I said, he made two full-on passes and a quarter of a pass with zero oil pressure.
Yeah.
They busted their tails. They get the motor completely rebuilt, put back in the car. First pass back at the track. Blows the transmission line, gets any tires, hits the wall, done for the week.
Yeah.
So now
it's wadded up at the test and tune.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that bad.
It ain't that good. There's a lot of metal work to be done on that car.
Well, I mean,
because it ain't like it's just a big fiberglass heap.
No, and that's everything's airbrushed on that car too.
It got into the hatch. The quarter smacked and got into the hatch. Like everything on the right side of that car needs attention.
Very defensible,
though. Well, for some of you, but taking his motor to a machine shop isn't just like, oh, hey, I need you to freshen up this small block Chevy, because a lot of the crap in his motor, that's that fancy SMX. It's like, there's a lot of custom parts in that you're not going to.
You should watch that video.
Fix somewhere else.
You should watch that video. Steve Morrison said that machine shop has some nicer equipment than what he's got at his shop.
Yeah.
It's a top of the line, high flow, high traffic machine shop. They do lots of really good work for people. I mean, I don't remember the name of it. Whatever. Watch video though.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He was like, hey, so we're done. I'm going to be riding with my wife and the son in the Malibu for the rest of the week. He's like, y'all go buy some merch for me. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get that.
Made it about 15 minutes into that video. And then that's when we started pulling the motor out of the Nova.
Yeah. But so those are some downfalls. Some of the positives of the sick week so far is I seen Jeff Lutz make his first pass. He went a 6:19 at 2:39 on a less than stellar run.
Yeah.
I mean, he was all over the place. It was a sketchy pass.
That dude can drive.
Hey.
And he's even said, there's a reason I build these cars so safe. He's going to get sketchy.
He did. I highly suggest if you haven't seen that pass, look it up. You pucker the whole time watching the video.
When his stuff starts to go haywire on a pass where most guys would have let out, I think his accelerator might be like ratcheting, where if he takes his foot off, it just stays down.
Anyway, so that's some of the stuff I've been paying attention to.
It's been fascinating watching some of the stuff. Narcs is over on, I think it's Drag Drive Repeat now.
Yep.
He's at Sick Week, and he's been posting up some videos from the pits and stuff like that. Sick Week's a big deal, but you know, there's always been a reason why race season kind of stops in November and fires back up in like March or April, because you have to have that time to get your car back together. I don't think these guys have had that time. That's where I'm pushing this hard.
A lot of the guys that are doing Sick Week are, their car is always ready. They're always ready. It's always on kill.
It's true.
And that's Lutz.
I know one that we've all watched, I'm sure Motion Raceworks build this OBS. That thing is sick.
Yeah, first rip off the trailer, never made a pass. What to go 940?
940 something.
Like 939.
OBS with couch racks. Now that thing don't weigh, I think they said it weighs like 3,200 pounds or 3,400 pounds, something like that. Am I wrong? I might be all wet. I know it's light for a OBS full size pickup, but that 632 Power Glide, freaking ripper, dude.
Yeah.
Like that thing is impressive.
Yes.
Yeah, they were dialing it, running nines. Blaine Stark used that truck to get his NHRA licensing passes done.
Yeah,
solid. I mean, it's just a like a 930s bracket truck right now.
Yeah, Doug
they could easily dial that thing in and go sub nines.
Yeah, Doug said anybody can get that truck and go 930s.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just you go in, put it in gear, and drive. Hammer it.
That's awesome. So that's a really cool one that I'm obviously super impressed with the NA stuff. But
so for the rest of the week, we'll probably all be watching the live feed from Sick Week.
No, some of us will be working.
Yeah, working while watching the live feed of Sick Week. Now, for the guys who aren't into drag racing, the guys who are into four-wheel drive, King of the Hammers is actually going on this week. It actually started January 18th. Those guys are down in Johnson Valley. That's the big Ultra 4 race. Those guys are if you haven't ever watched any of those races, watch them because it's psychotic. I posted up on the Facebook page about the Starbird show coming up. I'm going to go get something pinstripe. Von Hot Rod is going to be there pinstriping, taking something, and I'm getting it pinstriped. I don't care if it's the glove box door off the car. It does not matter to me. I want something pinstriped on this car.
Who names their kid Von Hot Rod?
I feel like that's not what his mama named him. Kind of like, I don't know, Fro. But is that all you guys got?
No, I might go with you and get my helmet. I got a brand new helmet. I probably need to get it. Pinstripe.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You could.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So now that we're all caught up on the sick week and whatnot, couple shows ago, we kind of shared all a bunch of my old hot rods and whatever, whatnots. And we're kind of, you know, every couple weeks, we're going to try to share. Each of us are going to share some of our stuff. John's having some issues because he's not a camera, you know.
I probably have more pictures of John's stuff than John does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never knew I would need that.
This week, Fro's going to share some of his stuff.
I am. I'm going to share some of my stuff. Hopefully, my signal holds together. It seems to be bouncing around a little bit. First thing I wanted to throw out there is my proudest automotive moment.
And that's Fro's house with his cars in his parking lot.
That's my house. That's all the cars out there in front of my house. Back beyond that is the stage where I perform late at night. This is actually a Buffalo Run Casino. This is Hot Rod Power Tour 2012, and I was one of the three or four people who was very integral in trying to get this to work, trying to get it, this process here. And honestly, I'd love to do something like that again, but that road just is not equipped for the kind of traffic that they were getting that day, and it was it had its high points and its low points. But it's one of those things that sticks out in my head. The second automotive memory that would stick out to me would be doing Power Tour 2018 with John. And I don't have any pictures of the Nova on here because that's John's car, but that is one of the cars that I was proud to have spent some time working on. These pictures, that Ninja, I think I rode it three times. That was an 1100, scared me to death. I didn't like riding it. It stood up way too easy. Oddly enough, I got the bike from the same person I got that flat fender Jeep from, because that's when he owned it. I got it from Ricky, and the flat fender, I took it apart and sold it off in pieces. I think it actually wound up at John's house for a while. The black Jeep, that was my honestly, that was probably one of my favorite Jeeps because I did literally everything on that. Like I had some help from a lot of friends, but it was exactly what I wanted it to be when it was done.
Hey, didn't you buy that Jeep from my sister?
I don't remember. Did I buy that Jeep from your sister?
You bought it from my sister, Christy.
That is correct. I forgot all about that. It's amazing how all these stories tie together. That one had a dent in the fender, so obviously I had to cut off the fender and lift it and put 35s on it. And,
right.
That was a fun one. That was right after I took it to the mud runs there in Miami, Oklahoma, and put on an absolutely embarrassing show. But it was the coolest thing that I had ever done, because at the mud runs, you make it to a certain point and they start waving a flag at you because you're not making progress anymore. And that's when you let out of it and they pull you out. I didn't. I just kept going and just kept making progress, and it just kept moving forward inch by inch. And by the end of it, it was awesome, because I think I've still got the VHS tape of it. By the end of it, everybody was cheering and going nuts because I was actually going to be able to pull out of that hole. It took about a minute and a half of bouncing off the rev limiter on that nasty little four cylinder, but it worked. So that's my Jeep. That makes me happy. The little mini bike in the corner in front of
the golden pony.
That thing was sketchy as hell. I can't believe I ever rode that thing.
Well, that thing was never intended for a man of your size.
That thing was never intended. That thing was built in like the 60s, and I actually cut some tubing out to drop the seat lower and welded that tubing in on the front fork so it would stick out further.
I'm a big guy. I don't need all this reinforcement. Get rid of that.
Exactly. It's amazing.
Structural engineering's for losers.
It never should have survived. And for all I know, it's still out there somewhere. Still,
that'll working. Be the next show, is where are they today?
Where are them. They now?
Oh, wow. Nope.
Yeah. So there was a time when I first started into the workforce that I felt like the more stuff you had, the better you were doing. That would be the picture in the upper left-hand corner. I felt like a stud. I felt like I had everything under control at that point. But we've talked about the Saturn originally being like Barney purple. That's the upper right-hand corner picture there. It was purple. I did wind up, Bo wound up painting it. I helped where I could, but in all honesty, when I'm helping, I'm more irritating than I am help when it comes to a situation like that. Body Works for those other guys. The Ninja, I bought it. It was technically wrecked. That's a ZX6. I absolutely love that bike. I bought it wrecked. Bought new fairings for it. Bought new headlight. Had somebody paint it the brightest green I could find. And rode the wheels off that bike. I don't know where that one's at now, but wherever it's at, it's earned it. And then the picture down here in the lower right-hand corner is the Saturn after it was green. That is a 96 Saturn SL1, I think. I had to throw an extra picture in there.
Didn't you put a twin cam in that?
I did not. I had every intention of putting a twin cam in it. That was a single cam motor.
Yeah. You get like 5 more horsepower with the twin cam.
I did convert it over to like rear disc brakes and thicker sway bar and stuff like that. And then
you hit a 9,000 pound cow.
And then I hit a 9,000 pound cow. The more I look at this car, the more I miss it. Like I haven't looked at these pictures in a long time. And when you start going through pictures, trying to find the ones that you could use on here, man, I went down so many rabbit holes. It took me a week and a half to get the pictures narrowed down to what I actually wanted. But that's one of my favorite pictures of that car. And as much as everybody hates me for it, that is one of my favorite cars. You know, it was we were in the Fast and Furious phase. I was also big into mini trucks. I like mini trucks. This is technically an S10, but the guy I bought it off of bought an S15 front end for it. And actually turned out to be a really nice truck. Lowered it, put some different wheels on it. Those wheels are actually for a Corvette. So there's about an inch and 3/4 spacer on the front and about a 2.5 inch spacer on the rear. They didn't fit worth anything. But that's one of those instances where you get something cool and you say, I'm going to build something around it. And those wheels would look cool on S10. So I went and found an S10. I had the wheels before I had the S10. This is the only picture I have of this bike. I have this bike and the shovel head at the same time. And I took my wife out for a ride on this bike and she absolutely hated it. So we really never rode it again and it disappeared off into history. This is an old Arkansas State Police bike. I bought this off of Chad, I believe. And he put the widest set of beach bars on it you've ever seen. Like when you rode that bike, it wasn't arms up, it was arms out. But fun little bike, ran like crap. The fuel injection system on it was not set up to be tuned for that exhaust. So you get to a certain RPM and it would just start bogging. Glad I owned it. Glad it's gone. This shows a lot of the differences that we did on the shovel head. Again, this is a 79 FL. If you look at the left-hand picture, there's a gigantic chrome shock there. If you look at the right-hand picture, that shock is missing. That's all thanks to John and Chance and everybody else who drew out the schematics to run soft-tail shocks on that bike on the concrete floor of a shop.
That was so sketchy.
It rode fine. That's probably one of the best riding bikes I've ever had.
Oh, I don't doubt it. It was sketchy.
John went through the entire motor and transmission. John talked me into a bunch of stuff that I never would have done myself. The lower end of the motor was Evo. The upper end was top end was shovel head. I always wanted to go with one of those cool horseshoe tanks, so I put one of those on there for the oil tank. It's got a 5-speed out of an Evo, I believe, in there. We changed a lot, and then the paint was, of course, Bo and myself. I did the ugly parts. Bo did the pretty parts.
Yeah, I got some really good pictures of this in the paint booth.
It was such a pretty blue, and I should have never touched it.
The blue was amazing.
Amazing.
So I've said it 100 times. And I'll say it 100 more. That's one of the best looking colors I've ever sprayed. Beautiful. It glowed in the dark, man.
I don't even remember what that color was. Car audio side of things. This was the Cherokee. The Cherokee had 215s in a custom fiberglass enclosure. Jimmy built that.
I painted that.
Bo painted that. It was sexy. It was a good looking speaker.
And it sounded really good.
It sounded really good. And that's what I
wanted. Wasn't crazy loud?
I'm guessing it didn't have that speaker box in it when Jimmy borrowed the Jeep to drive to pick up a rear end.
No. No, and as a matter of fact, it was shortly after that that Jimmy actually started working on it.
Ah.
So that was like paying my dues.
Yeah.
But it had a great big Planet Audio, I think it was a 6-channel amp in it. Cool mids and tweeds. 10-inch monitor in the dash, DVD player in the console. Drove around watching nasty movies all day long. These pictures I actually stole from Bo. The pictures on the left are actually from when Bo owned it. I bought it off of Bo. I don't feel bad for bringing that up as one of my Jeeps because I did do some work on it after I got it from Bo, so I feel like I kind of made it my own. If you look at the picture on the right, that's me coming up Little Blue. Yes, I did have to winch out of it. Yes, Jimmy, that does not count if you have to winch out of it. Behind me is Rory in that big K5 Blazer is. Up on that ledge is TJ. That's how long ago this was.
Yeah, it looks like Sharky.
If you got a good view of the passenger seat, that's Brady.
Oh, yeah.
And he is hanging on for dear life. This one I didn't own for very long. It was a trade. I picked it up. It was a bag truck. It was really cool. It was actually really well built. It was showing its age when I had it. You could see some flaws in the paint. You could see some flaws in it. It'd been drugged pretty hard, so it probably needed some frame rail sections replaced. I drove it for about 6 months, I think, but it's still one of my favorites. I've actually got a friend here in Northwest Arkansas who will argue with me over how billet smoothies are the worst wheel ever made. And you're not a fan of billet smoothies? Why?
Not on that truck, no.
I loved them on that truck. They looked awesome. But that one had shaved door handles. That one was very, very tiny. When you have a growing family, that's not a very good decision to make. I wound up trading that off for an XJ, the 92 model Cherokee. And I have zero pictures of that. I tried to find them. Every picture I have of that Jeep, my wife or my kid is standing next to it, and I don't feel comfortable sharing that because there's no clear shot of the Jeep anyway. My favorite, that guy. I bought that truck, and I think it was like 2 hours later I traded someone for those wheels and had to buy new tires for them. Those are a 20-inch wheel. That is the wrong size tire to put on a 20-inch wheel because it makes it look like an 18 on that truck. This is the truck that John talks about where I went crazy with the wood grain on the inside.
Can't hardly beat a good cat eye, though. You've had, that's my favorite.
It was a solid truck. The biggest problem I had with it is it was starting to develop the patented Chevy rust above the fender wells. The 4L60 was starting to show that it was a 4L60.
Yeah.
So every now and then it would just skip a gear or slip a little bit. But that thing rode like a dream.
You're so good at changing transmissions now, that wouldn't even have been a problem then.
Yeah. And that's the funny part. If I had that truck now, I'd probably just swap the transmission, be done with it, have fun.
Yeah.
I got one in my back garage.
4L60 right under this workbench.
I got one that's fine.
Yeah.
I got to get me one of those just so I can fit in with this group.
Yeah, there's an LS right there and a 4L60. Oh, there's 4L60 right under it. Sorry, it's not under the bench anymore.
I got to get me some of that 4L60 stuff.
Yeah.
But this truck was really cool because at the time I was traveling a lot and I was staying in Holiday Inn Express hotels. And you got points for staying at Holiday Inn Express hotels. The billet grill was from that. The roll paint on the back, I believe, was from that. I bought all that with my points. The lowering kit I bought with my points. And then the wheels, I traded a fireman in Grove. He wanted factory wheels put on his truck before he traded it in. And I got those wheels from him. So I had almost no money in that truck other than the purchase price.
You also took us to a very shady area. You took us to a shady area when we were traveling one time to get the roll pan for that truck.
Yes. Yes, I did. It was Grand Prairie, Texas, I believe.
It was in Texas somewhere, but yeah.
It was the not nice section of Texas.
Right.
Got into airbrushing for a while. This is some of the stuff that I airbrushed. That is the badge that was on the front of my Cat Eye Chevy. The skull with the wood grain. That's a mailbox. Last I checked, that's still over at Red Ball. Up top, that's a helmet that me and Bo did for Devin. That was like the first new helmet he bought. We painted that. And then there's a lawnmower hood that we went crazy on because we wanted to paint something. We were going to make racing lawnmowers.
Is that my hood?
That is your hood.
The flames were green.
The flames are green.
Why does it look silver?
I was really hoping you would ask that.
I remember putting gold in the clear and ruining it.
And that's what you're looking at right now.
Yeah.
The gold laid down so heavy over the green, the gold pearl laid down so heavy over the green that it made the green no longer green.
It looked really good when it's just white base with the green flames. It looked really cool.
It should have looked cool. But still to this day, I love drawing flames on stuff. I want to have a car, as cliche as it is, I want to have a car that has flames on it. Getting into the current projects that I have right now. This is my, I believe, 98 Ford F-150. Lowered it. Had a bad engine, so I swapped a different engine into it. That's the one I changed the bed on because I didn't like the fleet side bed. Those are 20-inch Lightning replica wheels. Truck still makes me happy, and it still irritates John.
I'm always afraid he's going to check the gas meter.
Say what?
I just assume when you roll up, you're going to check my gas meter.
Well, yeah. It's a city truck.
Right.
And then the Fairlane, I've got 1,000 pictures of the Fairlane, but this is the one picture that I felt like dragging up today. Hopefully I can drive this thing into town pretty soon. I'm dealing with some bushing issues. Hopefully I have that resolved by next week and then get this thing back on the road and get it driving again.
Aren't you ready for the first Saturday cruise?
As soon as this bushing is in, yes, I should be ready. I'm going to take it out. As soon as I get that bushing in, I'm going to take it out, drive it around, get a feel for it, start venturing a little further away from home, a little further away from home until I get to a point where I'm comfortable with it. But
your Bowling Green's a good shakedown run.
Bowling Green would be a good shakedown run. Let's do that. That's what we did in the Nova.
Yep.
We had 0 miles on that thing, technically, because we had just swapped out the transmission and didn't even change fluid. Just roll out.
Yep. Just add a little. Jam on.
But trying to think here if I have anything else. I don't think I do. That went faster than I thought it was going to. I didn't want to really settle in and talk about anything too much, but the silver Chevy was the pewter Chevy was the one truck, the one vehicle I had on there that I still kind of miss, but it is what it is. Bo's been on his phone this whole time. Did you see that? Did you guys see that? Did everybody see that that's watching this? Do you know why?
I got stuff in there.
Does everybody know why?
People are calling me.
Because it's playoff Sunday. We're supposed to be watching football.
No. There's not even a game on right now.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think the other game started. I'm wearing my Raiders. I wear this a lot because it's my favorite hoodie. But yeah. Because the Chiefs play today, I like wearing my Raiders stuff. It never works. The Chiefs won again today. They're going to the Super Bowl. Okay, yeah. The Lions and 49ers are playing now.
Yeah.
So if anybody
cares. Hold on. I've been reading a lot here lately about this NFL Super Bowl logo conspiracy thing.
Okay.
You mean to tell me the Ravens aren't going because purple is in the logo?
No, the Ravens aren't going.
Have you read up on this?
No.
We'll have to talk about this after the show. But basically, the colors of the Colors of the Super Bowl logo have determined who's going to the Super Bowl for like the last 3 years.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm a Raiders fan, so we haven't gone to the Super Bowl in like 22 years. So, whatever.
It's because black looks horrible on the logo.
Whatever. They're silver.
So, it looks like you've been rearranging your garage, Bo.
Yeah.
Why?
I got a sandblast cabinet right here.
I see.
It's a necessary tool. One of our friends tells us all the time, you know, invest in yourself. So that's what I'm doing. Getting into this whole Cerakoting thing.
Yes, sir.
I want to do it for car parts, for headers and intakes and valve covers and all that cool stuff. As of right now, I have yet to spray 1 ounce of Cerakote. And I'm on the line right now for like 5 or 6 guns to be doing rifles.
Yeah.
Everybody's one guy, one of the most interesting ones, a guy wants his AR done like a Nerf gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I mean,
who? Yeah.
If he's going to pay me, I'm going to do it. But
$20.
I wonder what the implications on that are if that gun's involved in a crime.
Not a damn bit.
No matter what.
Bo got to do with that. That guy was already making dumb decisions.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anything new going on in the car?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really.
Nice. Yeah. John, what do you got going on in yours?
Nothing. I got the motor almost out. I'm gonna just hang it from a cherry picker and shoot the whole thing in flex seal.
Yeah.
And see if that'll make the oil stop coming out of it. I don't know. I have fought random oil leaks since I had this thing in there. I think step one when I put it in was to run it with no crankcase vent. And then I ran it with that crankcase evac that ran down to them Flotec headers that were way too small. And it turns out that all I was doing was pressurizing the crankcase with exhaust gas. So I, like every time I would stand on it, I would blow gaskets like just from crankcase pressure. So I've in the car put a pan gasket and intake gaskets and all kinds of crap. I'm pulling it out and we're going to seal that thing up for good. Cause now I got good headers. Now I got all the air going out that needs to go out. And I've got,
are you going to run the crankcase evac stuff with these new headers now or no?
No, I'm just going to run a regular crankcase vent to, I'm probably going to grab a vacuum pump and pull on that. So,
oh, you are going to do a vacuum pump deal?
It's not smart not to. I don't want to go through this crap again. I hear you. Yeah. Just get that air out of there. I probably don't full on need it, but I've tried to run a PCV and that's dumb on a motor like this. It's not smart. So that's where I'm at now. We're going to get that deal out of there. I've been trying to work on some suspension stuff to get the rear end a little more solid. But at the end of the day, if the oil won't stay inside the motor, really don't matter how good your suspension is.
Yeah. Well, you got some ideas floating around about suspension anyway, about the rear suspension.
I do. I'm going to do some things. It's either going to work or not.
You got some decisions to make.
For sure.
All right. Is it time to do the marketplace deal now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what our marketplace finds are this week, but I'm guessing a whole nother week's going to go by and you're not going to put my battleship on there.
Is it still up there? Is it sold yet?
No, yes, that's still in my saved items. I ever win the lottery, first $300,000 I spend is going to be on that battleship.
I bet you can get it for $250,000.
Dude, I mean, but whatever gets me to $300,000, I'm going to talk them down as far as I can. The rest of that, we're partying on the battleship.
Right, for fuel. Yeah,
I'm gonna just
$50,000 for fuel.
Yeah, I'm going to be buying some fuel, probably some beer.
I'll bring the beer if you buy the fuel.
You're going to need to bring a lot.
Okay.
If you buy that battleship, I'll probably show up with those two chairs that had fenders mounted to each side of it.
Man, we ain't putting that on battleship. We're
yeah, I'm putting it right on top.
We're classy.
We're using it for headlights.
We on a battleship. We're doing classy stuff.
Right.
I'll go get the Cadillac front, and I'll grab Lieutenant Dan. He'll get up in the crow's nest for us.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, I have checked our marketplace pictures today. There will be nothing that will throw you off on this one.
All right. As long as you warn us ahead of time, because there's no telling what we're going to react to if you put
first victim.
Yep. Froze.
Did I lose you guys?
Just for a second.
I'm got not good I glass. Can hear you. I just can't see anybody right now. Guarantee speaking you somebody's got a computer on in the house.
Speaking of needing gas money.
Does yeah, this car I need come internet with a gas money. Card?
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's work our way through this. This is a 71 LTD. The top is in good condition. It does run, it does drive. It is a functional automobile. Now, this is one of those cars that you would have to love before you step into it. Bo, John, let's hear your guesses on how much this thing is.
I mean, this thing doesn't make me randy at all, so I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. It's nice. It's a nice looking car. I mean, it's clean.
What wheels are on it?
Those are Steelies.
No, I mean, like, when I buy it, what wheels are on it? Because this is okay. So it's got these crappy hubcaps.
If it had sixes on it, you'd probably be into it.
Man, if the thing had 26s on it, we're probably going to be making a road trip. But this is not. It's not tripping my trigger. I think somebody wants. I don't know.
How many miles does it say?
Man, I'll have to check.
Okay, don't matter. I'm gonna go.
Man, what's that thing next to it? Is that like a boat on wheels?
That's a kit car.
It looks like
I honestly don't know. I said I checked the background on these pictures. I didn't see that.
Huh.
He collects extension cords too. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm kidding. The foiler.
Let's see. I'm gonna go 8,200.
Man, I was like 85 right there. I was thinking I was thinking in the 85 range, but if this guy
it
wants
it is a kit car.
Yeah, it's a kit car.
Yeah.
8,200.
$1, Bob.
I was doing 85 out of the gate, but I don't know. Bo's at 82. I'm at 85.
Oh,
85.
Hey. We're pretty good.
Driven 29,777 miles.
Okay, you need to call this
71 Ford LTD convertible, black with black top, off-white interior, body straight, very good paint, floor plan solid, one small rust spot behind the right rear wheel, so Bo would end up having to repaint the entire car.
Yeah.
Power top is good, rare. White boot cover, in case you want something over your boots. Needs a rear window, froze out. Nice interior, including dash pad, except the split in the driver's seat. Have new carpet, 400 cubic inch engine, C6 trans, runs and drives out nice. dual exhaust, brakes all redone, new fuel tank, pump and carb, new tires, original caps, tagged and insured, ready to go. It's all there, man. I don't know. This is not a bad price. It's not a bad deal. It's just not a very attractive car unless you put 26s on it and get me one of them CoCats.
I'm telling you, we call this guy, tell him to put 26s on this deal and put it up for sale for 15.5, and he's got it.
Oh, that ain't true. No shit. That guy could sell it for way more money with 26s.
Oh, that's awesome.
For sure.
I'm going to have to agree on this one. It's not my style, but it's true.
Yeah.
This is my style.
Victim number two.
Man.
Square body, Blazer, two-wheel drive, set of Rocket Racing wheels on it.
I wanted those wheels originally for my wagon.
I like those wheels. They are a cool-looking wheel. Too. I like the interior. The interior is a little shabby, but
I like it.
Now, it does say it comes with a new dash cover. I hope they're not talking about that one that's on like the dash now.
New carpet for the dash?
That's a new towel.
I don't know. Hold on.
One of them,
I'm going to have to.
One of them old man carpet kits that form fits to your dash.
It's true.
That dash is supposed to form fit to, not that one.
It's got a giant air cleaner in the passenger seat.
Yes, it does. One fender doesn't match the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
already patina'd it up, so it's all right.
It's got an interstate battery, so it's already worth like $159.
It's true. Chrome valve cover's guaranteed to leak. Ah, there's the dash cover. Can't see it very well because it's wrapped in a plastic bag.
Oh, just joking. Yeah, it is.
And then some new armrests.
Of everything, I'm not going to get into it. All right, cool. Price on this one?
Yeah.
$9,500.
I'm gonna roll 85s all day.
95.
Grand.
I almost said 10.5. I dropped it to 9.5.
All right. A 1980 two-wheel drive Blazer, lowered, new 20s. Aren't very pretty, but they're 20s.
They're cool. I like
it. It don't say that, but I ad-libbed at that point. Appears to be all original drivetrain. Floor pan has been replaced, obviously. I can't find any rust. Came from Arkansas. Lot drives. This is a project. Maybe that means like it drives in the parking lot. I don't know. I do have a new dash pad, door panels, carpet, some other miscellaneous items that go with it. Clean, clear title. $10,000.
It's not a ridiculous price for a two-wheel drive Blazer.
No, but if you jump into a two-wheel drive Blazer in that condition, you better be ready to spend another 10.
Yeah, pretty much.
For sure.
Bro, you there?
Oh, Giggles froze on us. Now he's muted.
You're muted.
I don't know. I like that truck.
I missed out on all of that because my internet signal went away.
It was very profound information. You really missed out. I like that truck. I don't like that truck $10,000 worth. Like, you got to be looking for a two-wheel drive Blazer to be in the, I want to spend 10 grand on this
deal. If I was looking for a two-wheel drive Blazer, that would probably be right up my alley, and I'd definitely be talking to this guy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whoever it is.
I figured this week I would not hit you with a third choice that was going to be some type of home furnishing or a crazy front end of a Cadillac that was there for no reason.
Oh, I seen this exact same motorcycle in Thailand.
Really?
Yeah. Looked like a...
So this is... Go ahead.
Is this a ground pounder? Go ahead.
This is not a ground pounder. But I'll have to get to the description before we can talk about what it is because I can't remember what it is. blah, 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 specialty build.
Blah, 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 specialty build. Yeah. That, man.
There was about 1,000 bike builders that would have built this exact bike.
Yeah.
So it's hard to narrow it down.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right. And that's the whole reason I wanted to go with this one is because I remember a time when this was a much different valued bike.
Oh, my lands. Yeah. This is like a $6,000 bike at this point. Back in the olden days, this thing was a trip.
I was gonna say 7,500 tops.
Yeah. You can find them for $6,000-$7,000 at this point, even less if it's a little roached out. This one looks pretty slick.
This one looks pretty good. So where are we at on numbers?
I'm at 75.
65, Bob.
Okay.
8. Damn. Unbelievably beautiful Daytona Orange custom chopper with powerful 113 cubic inch S&S motor. Runs like a dream. All right. Just to let everybody in on a little secret, there ain't a 113 out there that runs like a dream. They all run like you got a midget punching you in the junk the whole time. Clean Oklahoma title, only 4,006 miles, $8,000. OBO. I don't know. I'm going to hit the guy at 6,500. Serious buyers only. Driven 4,000 miles.
4,006. He's very specific.
Yeah, 4,006 miles. I can tell you, having ridden a significantly similar bike multiple times, that is not ride like a dream. That bike does not ride like a dream. That bike, you gotta tell that bike where to go. For sure. That being said,
but I remember
I would ride that bike for sure.
That's a good looking bike.
I remember when that was a $30,000 bike, a $40,000 bike, something like that.
Man, I think you're maybe a little heavy in the peyote at 30 or 40, but I don't remember them being that high, but they were definitely much more desirable bikes at that point.
It depends on if there's a name on that bike. If Bourget built that bike somebody, then yeah, it's a $40,000 bike.
Yeah. You get into a nice one for the 15 to 20 range at some point back in the 90s, but
man, one of these days I might pull the trigger on a bike like that for $8,000. Oh, I mean, that's a slick bike. It'd be fun to ride around town.
As little as I ride this Street Glide, I have threatened pretty heavily to offload that deal and buy something like that just because let's face it, I don't road trip on that deal anymore.
Yeah.
If I'm going to take that thing to Sturgis again, I'm going to be in the truck.
It's true.
I'm just being real. That's where I'm at in life. So might as well have a choppa when I get there.
Yeah.
You have that midget punching the one.
Anyway, what's next?
Well,
is that it?
That's it. That's all I have for slides. That's all I have for today's show. We're kind of in the midst of it's a free for all. What do you guys want to talk about? What else do we have that we didn't cover? I haven't seen anything cool pop up on my phone since we today's show. So
I don't know.
And I keep losing the internet.
So. You went all robot on us. That's weird.
Yeah.
So both Cerakoting things.
I'm Cerakoting things.
I'm ripping the Nova apart. 83 days away from the first race of the season with zero testing.
Hey, I have been working on the car. I've got all the nitrous stuff done, then the standalone fuel system.
Oh, I wasn't bagging on you for sure.
Oh, no. I was just giving for a hard time earlier, and he was trying to get us to talk, and I didn't want to. No, I mean, I've decided I'm just going to put the battery back in the factory location for now. Whenever I do a significant change to the car, I'll move the battery at that point. Next winter, there's probably going to be a couple big changes to the wagon, more than likely.
Yeah.
At minimum, the rear suspension is going to change quite a bit. And not the rear suspension, but just some things are going to change. We got to put this pig on a diet. Not me, me too, and the car. But when I do that, I might move the battery. Fro decided he's done.
Yeah, I would sooner buy a plasma cutter and just cut a big hole in the roof to lose 20 pounds than me have to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Because, man, I'm not good at that. Like, I lost 30 pounds recently, and then, man, I found some of them.
Yeah. I did the same thing.
They're right there. I just go grab them.
Yeah. But I'll move the battery then. But other than that, the nitrous stuff's changed or pretty much done. I had to do a couple other wiring things. The Holley system, I am going to send the Terminator system back to Holley in the next, probably this week, I guess. And they're going to test everything for me because I'm still having a hard time believing that both ECUs that I have gone bad for no reason. The first one, there was a reason.
Yeah.
But the second one, there should be no reason at all. I've been super careful with it and it's doing the same thing. So I think it's something in the throttle body.
Yeah. And as discussed, that's the nicest throttle body injection aftermarket system on the planet.
Yeah.
There's no reason you shouldn't be able to run that on that hot rod and it'd be perfect.
And here's the deal.
Let's see if they can get it that way.
Now I was kind of set on just selling the system. Just get rid of it, stick to my carburetor, call it good. After watching one of our favorite YouTube channels, the Old Man Garage, where we watch them do testing on a 5.3 with a carburetor and multi-port, you know, the factory multi-port stuff. Now, I mean, I'll put together my LS, and as long as I can get this Terminator workout, I'll throw the Terminator on top of it, because one of my main concerns was the fuel distribution.
Yeah.
Because everybody says, oh, those LS motors, you can't put a carburetor on there. They're not designed for that. They're designed for multi-port.
Yeah, you can't put a carburetor on a dual plane. Carburetor.
Huh?
You can't put a carburetor on a dual plane on there because of the intake.
And there's proof of that. Straight up proof. There, you know. So turns out with a single plane and a carburetor, the fuel distribution is almost as good as the multi-port stuff.
Yeah.
On their testing, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of back on the train of doing a little mild LS deal, you know, just like everybody else does. Have the head CNC cam, valve springs, lifters.
I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, and there ain't no telling what they actually do to those motors on the internet. But Old Man and Uncle Bob did the LS, and I think they got like 440 something out of a 750 E85 ATM carburetor.
Yeah. Yep.
With just a cam swap.
Just like everything else stock on a 5.3.
Just a Boner 5.3 with a cam.
Yep.
Did like, man, I can't remember how much they got out of the fuel injection, the multiport, like the
317.
Stock.
No. 417?
Yeah, it was like
417. The higher number was the 440.
It was just north of 400 horsepower off of a Fuel Tech driven
truck intake.
Basically truck in, it's the good intake if you want to make power.
And Old Man said, we're also comparing a factory truck intake to an aftermarket single plane.
Which,
you know what I mean? So that's going to make a little bit more power.
But allegedly, that truck intake is the best of all the LS intakes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Who knows?
Either way, after watching
that carburetor on there, knocked it out of the park, in my opinion. Like, gosh dang, a stock motor making 440 something. That's,
cool. I'm really hoping that when I get that deal sent in, they're going to find a smoking gun and be like, here's the problem. Here's what it is. I hope that's what I get. instead of, we don't know, worked fine here. You know what I mean? And then I put it back on my car and I go through the same jumps. I don't know. That's weird.
Was that you?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All right. Well, we're having some technical difficulties, so we should probably just go ahead and finish this one up. Bro, you with us?
I'm with you. As good as I can be. I don't think this time of day is going to work for me because I think the internet is just not agreeing with me. I actually went in and checked to make sure of what was going on in the house. And nothing's going on in the house, so I don't know what's going on with my internet.
Well, we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Sounds like we've all got a lot going on. Fro's super getting ready for first Saturday cruise. Bo's knuckle deep in some Cerakote and still trudging along on the upgrades on the wagon.
Yep.
I got the motor coming out of the Nova for a good coat of Flex Seal.
Hopefully the Flex Steel thing fixes it.
Yeah.
But I'm dropping out before my internet drops out again. So you guys go ahead and wrap this up.
All right. Well, we're out of here. See you.
We're out. Everybody love everybody.